This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After September 11th, 2001, the United States required some countries to develop new, more secure, machine-readable passports. The countries are American allies. Their citizens enter the U.S. without visas. And today, the Bush administration told the House Judiciary Committee these nations need more time. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
There's one very simple reason the administration wants a 2-year extension of the October 26 deadline for the new passports. Secretary of State Colin Powell says he doesn't think any of the 27 nations affected can meet it.
None of the larger countries, for example, Japan, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, or Spain, will begin issuing passports with biometrics by that deadline. Japan and the United Kingdom say they will begin in late 2005.
Powell says the main reason is technological. The countries, whose citizens don't need visas to enter the United States, are being required to produce passports that use facial recognition technology to verify the holder's identity. And that's taking longer than expected. Powell says if Congress doesn't extend the deadline, millions of visitors from these visa waiver countries, mostly in Western Europe, will suddenly have to get visas. But his department can't handle the extra workload, and that will mean long delays at a time when the U.S. is trying to convince foreigners that it's still a welcoming nation.
And that we want them here to go to our schools, to go to our universities, to go to our museums, to visit Disneyland, to come learn our language, to go to our hospital facilities. The delays resulting from this increased non-immigrant visa demand will also discourage travel to the United States as visitors vote with their feet and choose to go elsewhere.
He says many have already done so. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge told the committee that to address security concerns, visitors from visa waiver countries will be photographed and fingerprinted when they enter the United States beginning later this year. So far, that program, which is called U.S. Visit, has only applied to those who need visas. Ridge says the system could in fact be more effective than biometric passports in spotting potential terrorists.
Facial recognition is very, very important and critical to one-on-one identification. The fingerprints, however, give us an added level of security and protection because we can compare it against a huge fingerprint database.
That database has allowed authorities to stop more than 100 criminals from entering the United States so far this year. But Virginia Democrat Bobby Scott says the system is only as good as the government's watch lists.
Were the 9/11 hijackers in the database?
No.
None of them?
I don't believe so, no.
Others question whether the United States should even continue the visa waiver program, noting that a number of known terrorists, including shoe bomber Richard Reed, held passports from those countries. But for the most part, lawmakers were sympathetic. Republican Rick Keller is from Orlando, Florida. He says there has to be a balance between stopping terrorists and protecting the economy.
If we have one more plane attack into a building, our community is devastated because nobody will fly anymore to visit our theme parks. On the other hand, if we do not grant this extension and visitors cannot come here, our community is devastated.
Like others on the panel, he says he sees little choice but to grant the extension. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.